Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program is Mr. John Elder, the Operation and Marketing Director of CashD, the company that is redefining pay by enabling businesses to empower their workers to choose how and when they get paid. And Mr. Elder, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, that's great, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, a good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to hearing all the details on CashD. So tell me, for starters, how do you think businesses can, help employees as cost of living continues to soar in Australia? Let's start there.
Yeah, so I feel like Australia isn't unique to the rest of the world. We're still going through all of these, CPI rises, and the cost of living is just squeezing the everyday worker tighter and tighter. And I feel that businesses can help along. You know, they can't always be in a position to give a pay increase, but there's three key areas that I feel that businesses can help, the everyday worker to be, more productive and to enable them to excel in their business in an everyday situation. So the three areas that I thought of around, everyone works typically harder than they're actually paid for. So if the businesses could focus in on, those productivity gains through potentially re-engineering their roles with automation, that's just a way that they could say, look, my workers are typically working 20% more hours than I'm paying for them. How about we re-engineer the roles to make them work what they're actually paid for? That's just one way. Another way is some workers are seeing the COVID situation as a blessing in disguise, where they're able to work from home. So remote working, and the business is focusing on how do we enable our team members to work from home, utilizing technology a bit more. And a third opportunity for where businesses can help employees in terms of saving and helping them around the cost of living is just focusing in on employee benefits, such as, focusing on figuring out, how do they make their hours flexible with work? How do they provide, work discounts, team building exercises, obviously work lunches, health and wellness, focusing in on that. And also as well, obviously, in my space, real-time remuneration is an opportunity there as well.
Yeah, certainly some great information to get things underway, and certainly some takeaways already to lead off the program today. Now, another question for you, kind of taking this further. Do you think real-time remuneration can help stop a lot of Aussies from getting in debt in this current world?
Yeah, definitely. There's two factors that I can think to is, first of all, would be helping people get out of debt. Personal unsecured debt is one of the most prevalent, causes of bankruptcy, not only in Australia, but across the globe as well. So helping people get out of debt is one area that if you're on a monthly pay cycle and you're waiting till the end of the month, getting access in real time to your funds. So perfect example here is that, you work a day or two, and then the system or the technology that you're working with basically says, hey, well done, you've earned a couple of days worth of pay here. If you put an extra little bit away against this particular loan or into your superannuation, you will get out of debt quicker, or you could save for the future a bit better. So the first area around getting out of debt is one facet of people having access in real time to their remuneration. The other side of it is to stop people getting into debt. So in our business, we've got two main sort of use cases around why people use real-time remuneration through CashD. A lot of instances we have there is unforeseen, costs coming up. So car, you have a bingle in your car, and you have an insurance excess that you thought that you had the cash available for, or you have a sick pet, or an illness that comes up, and obviously the cost to see a doctor or to see the vet obviously can be very expensive. So if you compare that to a traditional payday lending situation, a couple of thousand dollars. I've got an example here. If you're borrowing $1,000, you could be in a situation where you're paying an establishment fee of up to 20%, and then you're paying a 48% annual rate of interest on that. So just to pay that $1,000 back, it might cost you, end up costing you $1,800 just to pay that back. So helping people stop getting into debt is one space. And then on the smaller scale, I did some analysis there around late payment of bills. So in Australia, we have basically phone providers there that have a minimum charge of a fee that if you go have a late payment on your fee, $70 fee could end up could be a charge of $15 from the telecommunication provider, and then a bank overdraw fee of $15 as well. So overall, I know it's only a little amount, but that's a 42% fee on top of just paying a phone bill. And so in a simple case, you know, a couple of dollar fee using real-time remuneration, a $4 fee, you know, as an example, might allow you abate a $30 fee just for paying your bill late. So it's not just about stopping people from getting into debt. We're also helping people get out of debt from that perspective.
Well, that's some real life examples right there, and that really sizes it up, and awesome that you're helping people get out of debt at the same time. Do you think monthly payday is a thing of the past? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I guess as we grow and as technology becomes, you know, prevalent through our lives, you know, first thing I think about is on-demand video streaming. You know, you can get food delivered in 10 to 15 minutes. You've got self-driving cars. And then you start to see the surveys that are going around with already the established either early wage access or real-time remuneration providers out there. I've got some interesting stats. So the American Payroll Association found that 25% of employees in the US wanted their pay as they earn it. That's 25% of people. And if you give people the option of flexibility around their pay, that they can align that to their you know, daily pay, work and cost cycles, of course people are going to take it. They are so used to it now. And what we're finding here in Australia, through a couple of independent surveys found, not provided by Cash, but some other competitors in the market, small focus groups, around 80% of these workers were saying from multiple industries that they'd love to have access to their pay prior to the end of their pay cycle. So some people are getting it weekly, fortnightly, monthly. You've even got vendors or contractors there that are getting it end of month, you know, plus 30 days. So some independent contractors are in this space where they're waiting up to 60 days just to get paid for the work that they've already completed. So I definitely think that monthly pay is a construct of businesses. You know, businesses don't really want to be paying out, you know, more often, and the complexity around payroll is such that it's very expensive to change the ways that they're in. But through real-time remuneration technology and the advancements of payment, basically the technology is there and available to people now. So it's not a big leap or jump for businesses to offer real-time remuneration. They just have to really think about their workers and how they want to benefit their workers if they aren't going to provide pay rises in this industry.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do and for what you do in the space, for taking a moment to introduce CashD to the audience and all your insight and information for business owners and executives here on the program joining us today. We're speaking with Mr. John Elder, Operation and Marketing Director of CashD, the company that is redefining pay by enabling businesses to empower their workers to choose how and when they get paid here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'd be curious also, how important is financial employment to employees, especially the Gen Zs?
Yeah, the Gen Zs. So I'm a millennial. I'm almost 35. So I can definitely appreciate where the Gen Zs are at in terms of, you know, the cost of living in Australia. You know, it's never been more expensive to, you know, live the Australian, as I'm sure, American dream of owning your own home. In regards to how important financial employment is to employees, I've definitely noticed from the trends that people are participating in more jobs, you know, on average than they were 20, 30 years ago. I found some stats to say that, you know, on average, you've got the boomers, as they call them, their average tenure in a role was, you know, 9 to 10 years per role. Now that's down to 2.8 years, so a third. So you've got three times the amount of jobs that people are going to have. Obviously, people are going to live and work longer, but I definitely think that propensity to stay in your jobs is definitely decreasing. So people are getting more of a range of work. Also, as well, people are having more jobs. You know, the gig economy that is just absolutely booming now. People are so used to now having one or two or three different jobs on the go. So in terms of whether they want a set, you know, financial employment there, we're definitely moving away from, you know, long tenure employment. So I think that businesses have to change to suit, I guess, Gen Z. As they grow up and move through the workforce, you're going to have to offer different benefits to keep people to stay longer. And so flexibility around pay is just something that we feel so passionately that this is part of the future. Now, we may be early. It isn't a common, you know, thing to offer real-time remuneration. But this, we just want to be part of that wave that's going through.
Hey, good stuff there once again, and thanks for that. Now, also, can you explain what the difference is between pay lenders and real-time remuneration?
Yeah, so real-time remuneration isn't a loan. You know, you don't have to get a credit check. It's basically a service that your employer is enabling you to access your pay that you've already earned. It's very, very simple. Payday loan, you know, on the other hand, egregious establishment fees, egregious monthly fees, you know, you've got default fees in there. Real-time remuneration is your pay. You are getting it provided by your employer. It's in a closed environment. There's no chance of default or debt that occurs from it. It is literally your pay, your way. That's simple.
Again, Mr. Elder, we want to thank you for joining us on behalf of CashD. And I think it's pretty awesome how you're enabling businesses and workers to choose how and when they get paid. You can't beat that. Before you go in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we do conclude today?
Yeah, the reason why I joined this business, when I was discussing with Marcus Lazaro, the founder, I said, what I'm most excited about, I love employee engagement and anything related to employee onboarding. And I just said, wouldn't you love to go into a business to say, Hey, new employee, welcome aboard. We love you. How would you like to get paid? That's how much we love you. Rather than, hey, welcome aboard. We pay every month on this day, and that's our situation. I'd just love to be in a position where we could go into businesses and say, hey, how would you like to get paid, worker? Because we want you to stay. We appreciate you. You're here for the long term. You're helping us build this beautiful business, and we want to help support you, your family, flourish in this lifetime.
Mr. Elder, again, we really do appreciate your visit with us here today. And if listeners wanted to tap into CashD and or get more information, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so anyone can shoot us an email, either john@cashd, so cashd.com.au, or go to the website. All the information is there available. Otherwise, you can email our founder, Marcus Lazaro, so marcus@cashd. cashd.com.au.
Well, that sounds easy enough, and we'll include these links and other important information within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Elder, all the best, and thank you so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
That's great. Thank you very much, Eric, for this opportunity.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with John Elder, the Operation and Marketing Director of CashD, the company that is redefining pay by enabling businesses to empower their workers to choose how and when they get paid. And for all the details, visit cashd.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.